Alongside now, Rochester School Board President Tom Schwank. And Tom, tonight the Rochester School Board met in a regular meeting, and basically all it was a personnel report, and basically in regards to the re-voting of Zebra Wrestling Coach Clint Gard.
First of all, it wasn't a re-vote. This was a vote on a new vote that contained an agreement. So it's not actually a re-vote. This started, you know, with a tie on that the first vote. And a tie means, you know, a lack of a majority, so a motion will fail. Now, the board president has the authority to revisit votes, and I didn't want a major decision like this be made by the technicality of a tied vote. So I talked to our school board attorney, Ted Wagner, about the options. And I felt that there were legitimate concerns, but nothing that together, you know, we couldn't work out. So over the last 2 weeks or so, all the parties involved in this, Clint Gard, athletic director Ryan Johnson, principal Chris Kiesling, superintendent Janet Vance, attorney Ted Wagner, and the school board worked to develop a solution, because our main interest is to do what's best for the kids. And so over this process, we come up with the agreement, and it was signed by Coach Gard and athletic director Ryan Johnson. And it looks like a good solution. And the vote for the new motion, which included the agreement, passed 7-0.
So when I get everything right, Tom, then you're telling me that there it wasn't a re-vote; it was a new vote on a new motion.
We had to the process is to rescind the original vote, and in order to rescind a vote, one of the no vote had to make the motion, which was done. Then the whole board it was second, and the whole board votes on that, and that passed 7-0 to rescind that original vote. So we then presented the new motion. It was to hire Clint Gard as a wrestling coach, and with the agreement that was signed by both Clint Gard and Ryan Johnson. So that was voted on, and that passed 7-0.
I know, Tom, in the beginning of the meeting, Coach Clint Gard had a moment to speak, and he had a written letter that he had made some apologies about.
Yes, he started out the meeting with a statement that that he read.
So now, officially, Coach Clint Gard is back as the head wrestling coach at Rochester High School.
Yes, he is. And we're going to wish Coach Gard and all the wrestlers best of luck, and have a great season.
I know, Tom, also you talked about some changes coming forward with this out of this process, and that'll be including some annual evaluations for all head coaches going forward.
Yes. In the past, this is something that wasn't done you know, very often and sporadically. And we've had three different athletic directors in the recent years. So it's not blaming anyone. It's just the process that without having coach evaluations, there's no record of anything that may be needed or done or even all the good things they do, which we have a great bunch of coaches. And these evaluations, I'm sure, will be full of more positive things than anything negative. But this is just the process. So if in the future a new athletic director will have on file any information they need on the history of the coaches, and it just makes it a better process moving forward so there aren't any misunderstandings. The thing I talked about, too, and this goes to the parents and anybody that has concerns, we have a chain of command, and this is for teachers and coaches as well. If you have a problem, talk to the coach first. Most problems can be resolved there. Don't go to the principal, the superintendent, or school board member with a complaint if you haven't talked to the coach, because you need to work that out there first. And if you talk to a school board member, their first answer should be, did you follow the chain of command? Talk to the coach. You know, reinforce that. And with the evaluations, I think we have some things now in place to make it better for everybody. And as I said before, we want to make the best experience for all of our student athletes.
Tom, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule talking to us here, and wish you guys the best of luck, and I hope you guys all have a great fall break.
Okay, thank you, Randy.
Thank you. Tom Schwenk of the Rochester Community School Board, and back with more after this. Giant FM 92.1 WROI.